been called a four-pointer in places this week, and it definitely looks to be like that. The reality is that these two teams, both Donegal and Roscommon, are likely to be towards the bottom half of Division 1, and they're going to be fighting to try and stay in the top tier, and more or less they're going to have to beat one another if they want to stay up. So you're looking at it, Donegal, they lost last week against Kerry, and their next game is against the All-Ireland champions Dublin and Balbuffet in 2 weeks' time. Of course, you know, Dublin have already made a very good start to the year by winning the O'Byrne Cup with basically their development squad, and they don't seem to be in any sign of slowing down, so that would be a very, very tough game for Donegal, and the chances are you're going to be really up against it to win it. So if you don't win this weekend, the chances are that you're going to lose your opening three games, and it's going to be very, very difficult to stay in the top tier if you do that. So it is a hugely, hugely important game. Likewise for Roscommon, they only have three home games in the league this year. So they will be targeting this weekend. It's a massive game for them. They were beaten last week by Tyrone in Healy Park, probably expected to be beaten. They did show well enough now, in fairness. They had a couple of goal chances, and if they had went in, I think Mickey O'Neill from Tyrone had a fine game in nets and stopped a couple of shots that, you know, if they had gone in, it could have been interesting enough, but they didn't win. Kevin McStay will be looking at this weekend's game. It's a hugely important one for him, and it's a hugely important game for Rory Gallagher as well. And the Dr. Hyde Park is reopening tomorrow again, or on Sunday again, after a development on the pitch, and it should be a good occasion, and it'll be a big, big game for both teams.
Donegal and Rory Gallagher and a lot of Donegal followers were taking a lot from Donegal's last 10-15 minutes against Kerry last week, when they really came back into it. They were, 10 points down at one stage, and I suppose came within a penalty call of maybe earning snatching a draw.
Yeah, well, that's it, Tom. Like, you know, I suppose looking at it, in reality of it, of the situation, was that, you know, there were a lot of people heading for the exit gates with 20 minutes to go, and Kerry had taken off Paul Murphy and James O'Donoghue, so they weren't as strong. But yet there was a lot of promise in the way that they finished the game. Particularly, you know, Dara Jigger O'Connor came on as a sub and kicked 2 points, and he's a player that we haven't really seen a lot of over the last couple of years. He's had a lot of injuries, and it was positive to see him come on and kick a few points. The younger players, you know, there was times last Sunday in O'Donnell Park when it was very difficult for them. But, you know, they kept to the task. They didn't drop their heads, and they kept going. There's, you know, it's Division 1 football. There's no hiding place out there, and, you know, you've got to work through your problems. And they certainly did do that last week. They pushed on. They drove forward. You know, you look at Jason McGee, an 18-year-old, you know, on his debut for Donegal in league football. He was up against David Moran, one of the finest midfielders in the country. But it was him who was driving forward at the end. And, you know, we possibly could have won a penalty. You know, that would have brought it back to, I think it would have been a 3-point game if Donegal had scored at that stage. And anything could have happened then, really, you know, if Kerry had the foot off the pedal as such.
And look at the team announced last night. Two changes. I suppose the good news is that Neil McGee is back, missed last week. And Conor Gibbons came on last week as well. He retains his place in the forward line.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, it's very, very important that Neil McGee is back and wearing that number 3 jersey for Donegal. You know, he cried off sick before the start of the game last Sunday morning, and it was a huge loss, especially with the likes of Paul Geaney and James O'Donoghue in the full forward line for Kerry. Neil McGee is a 3-time All-Star. He's one of the most experienced defenders in the country, not least Donegal. So he will have a real steadying effect being back in there this week. And, you know, Donegal will need them. You know, it looks like Enda Smith possibly will line out at full forward for Roscommon. He had a great game for DCU during the week in the Sigerson Cup. So he'll take a lot of watching, and, you know, you'll want Neil McGee in there and on form. Again, Conor Gibbons came on last week and kicked a good point and on his home patch in O'Donnell Park. You know, Conor has been about now. He'll be 25 this year. You know, he's played at minor, he's played at under 21. He's a couple of county championships under his belt with St Unans, and he's had to bide his time to get his stint at the seniors. He's in there now, and I'm sure he'll be looking to make a big impression this Sunday in Roscommon.
Frank McLean, of course, who replaced Niall McGee last week, is one of the players to lose out, and the other is young Michael Langan.
Yeah, well, Frank, I think, you know, I would often do player ratings with the Donegal News, Tom, and Frank very rarely goes below a 7, but I think even himself would probably admit that it was tough going last week. He hasn't a lot of training done, and you know, it was tough. It'd probably be a better situation to have Frank coming on in the last 15 or 20 minutes if the game is tight on Sunday, and his experience would be very important. Michael Langan, you know, it was maybe a little bit unlucky. Michael Langan last week, he showed very well in the McKenna Cup, and he's obviously a player with a lot of promise, but it was difficult last week against Kerry. You weren't winning an awful lot of ball. He wasn't getting possession in his hands enough, and you know, it was tough, but you know, he's a fine quality player, and I'm sure if he gets a chance to come on Sunday, he'll be looking to make an impression.
Are you a little surprised that maybe Darragh O'Connor, you mentioned him there, and Owen McHugh, two players that came on, you know, they did make a difference?
Yeah, they certainly did. I know Owen McHugh has had a very busy couple of weeks, Tom, with the Sigerson Cup with Jordanstown. You know, he came on last week, I think, against the Garda College in a game and went to extra time. He then played for Donegal on Sunday, and again he was out on Wednesday as UJ lost to UCD. So he's had a busy few weeks, and he hasn't got an awful lot of training done. So I suppose maybe from that perspective, Tom, it's perhaps not a huge surprise that he's not included. Again, a bit like the same with Darragh O'Connor, I'm sure Rory Gallagher is just thinking about protecting him, working him back in, easing his way back into senior football, because the reality is that he has played, you know, very, very little football, senior football for Donegal since he was put into the starting lineup for the 2014 All-Ireland final. So I'm sure it'll be baby steps with Darragh O'Connor. There's no need to rush him back in. He'll be ready when he's ready, and if he gets 10 or 20 minutes this weekend, I'm sure they'll be happy with that again.
I know you can always have to give a health warning, maybe not to the starting 15s, but certainly the selection or the formations of the team. Owen Bond Gallagher is named at centre-half back, and Marty O'Reilly, who had a fine game at centre-half back last week, is named at centre-half forward.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily take an awful lot from that, Tom. I suppose Owen Bond Gallagher is a very, very talented player. We've seen him play for Killybegs. He often lines out at centre-half forward or midfield for them. I think he was wearing number 15 on his back for Sligo IT in the Sigerson Cup. He can play anywhere, really. And he was lined out at cornerback last week, marking Jack Savage, and he had a good game. You know, Savage kicked 2 points, but like Owen Bond Gallagher had a right good tussle with him. He's a fine player. He's got huge power in his legs, and he's really good at charging up the field. He could play anywhere. But it will be interesting to see where he goes. You know, you look at the likes of Kieran Murta there, the Roscommon captain, who's a very, very tidy player. You know, possibly Owen Bond Gallagher will be a task with marking him. You know, you look at Marty O'Reilly. I thought Marty O'Reilly was probably Donegal's best player last week. He looked in great shape. He went in a fantastic run to earn the penalty. And you know, we know, we've looked at Marty O'Reilly for the last couple of years, Tom. He's very versatile. He could play anywhere, really. Probably is at his best in the half back line, and I think probably a lot of Donegal supporters would like to see him being given a regular go in that position, and maybe he will be given a regular go now. We'll soon know come 2:30 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah. There's a lot of talk as well, a lot of mention about, obviously, Roscommon came to O'Donnell Park last year and put on a big show, won by 5 points, and can Donegal go to Roscommon and reverse the tables?
Well, I think last year's game was perhaps a reality check for a lot of people in Letterkenny. You know, people were expecting Roscommon had come up the year before, and obviously there was a bit of momentum because Kevin McStay and Fergal O'Donnell had taken over their team. But they absolutely blew Donegal away last year, and it was a fantastic performance. There was so much pace, and you know, there was speed everywhere throughout the pitch, and they were taking wonderful scores. I remember Cathal Craig scoring a fantastic goal when he just drove through the middle of the Donegal defence and buried it in the top corner. But, you know, as impressive as that was, they probably did peak a little early in the year, you know, last season, Tom. And, you know, they lost the Connacht final and went out tamely in the qualifiers. And, you know, there's been a few stories of maybe that there's a bit of unrest since, you know, when players have stepped away. I think, you know, the team that lined out against Tyrone and Healy Park last week, only seven of those had started against Donegal and Letterkenny last year. So it mightn't be necessarily the same team that we saw last year that Donegal faced this week. You know, Donegal having a great record on the road over the last 8 years in Division One. There's only one victory that came against Down last year, and you know, regular GAA followers will know that maybe a victory over the Mourne County isn't exactly something to be shouting about now, given their recent form. They've been really struggling over the last 2 years. So winning away from home in Division One is very, very difficult, but that's the task in front of Donegal this weekend.
Do you think are the team selected good enough? Did you see enough last week to suggest they might?
Yeah, I think you have to say, Tom, that last week was a bit of a footballing lesson. You know, at times there was, you know, you looked at David Moran, who was just so dominant in the middle of the field. James O'Donoghue, Paul Geaney, those players, Paul Murphy, you know, really, really talented footballers. Like, Roscommon have a very good young team, Tom, but they don't have players of that calibre, to be fair. You know, there was obviously huge issues in the middle of the field last week for Donegal. I think in the first half they had 17 kickouts of their own, Mark Anthony's kickouts, and they only won 11 of them, they lost 11 of them, which was a huge number, and something I'm sure they've been working at a training this week. Now, Roscommon wouldn't be known for having an awful lot of strength in the middle sector themselves. So it might be a more evenly contested battle in the middle this week, and that might suit Donegal.